Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Invite all of our children to come forward. Our children to serve in the seat. All right, good morning, you guys. All right, so who can tell me what this is? You guys all see that? It's a boy. That's right. That's right. Push it down and goes up and goes boy. What is it though? It's called what? It's called a spring, is what it's really called. So here's the question. Is this straight? You're kind of going a line? I mean, it goes from one point to another, right? But it's also kind of what? It's kind of round, isn't it? So it's a little bit of both, right? It goes straight out, but it also goes around and around and around and around. So, this is an interesting little thing. Now, here's a strange question. How is this spring like time? Do you know how this is like time? It's tiny, but that's not time. Time is big. Hard to comprehend. Do you know how it's like time? Well, you really can't go on fast. I mean, that's kind of off limits. We haven't developed that technology yet. What's that? It goes in a straight line, but it's also kind of bumpy. Okay. All right. Well, here's the thing. It's circular, right? It's round. But it's also always going forward. You start here, you go along the circle. You're going to go around and around and around, right? If you're on here, you're going to go around and around and around. But what else are you going to do? You're going to be also going forward. So does that make a little more sense now? You go around and around and around, but at the same time, you're always going forward. And time is kind of like that, right? We experience that every day. As the moon goes around the earth, we experience what? Day and night, that's right. We've got our own holding up to be in science class. As the moon goes around the earth, we experience day and we experience night. And as the earth goes around the sun, what do we experience? We experience our years. And is every year the same? Trying to guess, trying to know. That's actually the right answer. Every year, do you guys have a birthday every year? Yeah, so every year you have a birthday. Do we have winter, summer, fall, and spring every year? We have that every single year. Holidays, we have those every year. We have Thanksgiving every year, don't we? But is it exactly the same Thanksgiving every year? No, because every single year, on your birthday, on Thanksgiving, you're always a year older. You're always moving forward. You're always growing up. So, we see that time is always going in a circle, but it's also always going forward. And guess what? Our church year is very much the same. Because I talked about holidays, right? You know where we get that word from? Holidays? Where do we get that word from? What is that first part of the sound? H? Holy, doesn't it? It sounds like holy. So each of our holidays we see as our holy days, right? And that's what we see. We see Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, we see all of these things as the holy days in our year. So, Who knows what's next week? What starts next week? Very good. Advent starts next week. And Advent, what do we do during Advent? What are we preparing for? We're preparing for Christmas. Exactly. So we're preparing for Christmas. We're preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So from Advent to Christmas, and at Christmas, we do what? We celebrate. So Advent, we prepare. And in Christmas, we celebrate. And then from Christmas, we move to Epiphany. You guys know what happens at Epiphany? The wise men show up at Epiphany. And then from Epiphany, we move into Lent. And from Lent, we move to Easter. From Easter to Pentecost, as we are preparing and observing Lent, preparing for Easter, and Easter, we're celebrating resurrection. Then we move into this long stretch of ordinary time. This long stretch of time where we are just waiting. So in the church, we go through times of celebration, times of preparation, celebration, times of celebration, mixed in with a good amount of waiting. Who knows what Sunday today is? Today is the church. That's right. We go to church on Sunday. What? Does anybody know what Sunday is today? It's the Sunday of Christ the King. We are celebrating Christ the King because next week in Advent, our year starts over. So next Sunday, you can tell people, Happy New Year. And they go, oh, so that's kind of weird. But you can say, no, it's a new year. Advent begins the cycle all over again. So today, this Sunday, is the last Sunday of our church year. And in our last Sunday of the church year, we celebrate Christ the King. Does anybody know why we celebrate Christ the King on this last Sunday? Why don't we celebrate that on this Sunday? This is the King. Absolutely. Why would we do this Sunday then? That's very, very wild. He's the boss of everything. Yep. Absolutely. But here's the thing. Christ's reign as King, it's what all of time, this spring of our prayer, Christ the King, when he comes to reign in glory, that's the end. That's the last point of the spring. It's the end of all things. And it's the one amazing thing that all of time is headed towards. So as we go around and around and we observe our years and we observe the church year each year during birthdays and holidays, anniversaries, and things like that, we are moving ultimately toward the final day where Christ will reign in glory. He will take his throne and all the people will recognize him as Lord and King. So it's exciting. It's only appropriate that the last Sunday, this last week of our church year, we look toward Christ as King. But like I said, all of time is moving that way. And yes, during certain seasons, we emphasize different things. In Lent, we're praying for Easter. In Advent, we're praying for Christmas. During other times, we're celebrating, recognizing Jesus. But we should always be prepared for the last day. We should always be ready for Christ to return. Because in the lessons from our scripture today, he says that, you know, we don't really know when it's going to happen, but Christ will come. He's going to come, and he's going to have the sheep and goats, and he's going to separate people from people, and he's going to lift up the righteous. So we always want to be prepared for Christ to come. And so on this Sunday, recognize that our primary goal in life, the number one most important thing, is to always be ready. To be ready for Christ's reign as King. To accept him as our King all the time. Sounds good? All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.